the halachot of the Amidah on Motzei Shabbat. So the halacha says that one has to make two havdalot on Motzei Shabbat. One havdalah is in the Amidah, when we say the Berakha Batachonantanu, and the second is the havdalah al hakos, which is the regular havdalah. The Hachamim were metaken, the Hachamim established that Atachonantanu should be in the fourth Berakha of the Amidah, which is the Berakha of Honen Adah, for the simple reason. Atachonantanu talks about the ability to differentiate between Kodesh and Hol, between Or and Choshech, light and dark, Ben Yisrael, La'amin. The ability to differentiate and discern between two different things comes from Da'at, comes from wisdom. And therefore it's proper in the Berakha that we pray for wisdom to also mention this concept of discerning between the different items. Furthermore, the Yerushalmi gives a very simple reason. The reason why the Achamim were metaken the Havdalah and the Amidah is because Motzei Shabbat we're starting to ask for our requests again. And you shouldn't really ask for your requests on Shabbat. So in order to break the Shabbat, we say in the first Berakha of the weekday, Atachonantanu, now already it's considered Chol, and therefore it allows us to now ask for the rest of our requests in the subsequent Berachot of the Amidah. The rabbis did say, however, that if a person forgot Atachonantanu in the Amidah of Arbit on Motzei Shabbat, he does not have to repeat the Amidah. He can rely on the Havdalah that he makes on the Kos. However, they did say that if a person, for example, prayed the Amidah of Motzei Shabbat and he forgot the Atachonantanu, no problem. But then he ate before Havdalah, which is another problem, because you're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. So this guy made two mistakes. Number one, he forgot the Atachonantanu and he ate before Havdalah. There, the Rishonim, as well as Shulchan Aruch, is posek. The rabbis penalized him and they make him pray the Amidah again. With Atachonantanu, even though normally if you forgot Atachonantanu, you don't go back. But here where he forgot Atachonantanu and he ate before the Havdalah, so they penalize him, it's Kenaz, and they make him go back and pray the Amidah again. Another case where they would make him pray the Amidah again would be, and the Hadith Safi brings this down, is let's say a person on Motzei Shabbat knows there's no course. He's not going to be able to make official Havdalah on the course because there's no course. And now we pray the Amidah of Motzei Shabbat, and he forgot Atachonantanu. In this case, since he knows there's not going to be a course, so therefore the halakha says they make him make the Havdalah again.